and to dream. You know, the dreaming has to do with perceiving the states. And it's called a dream, though, because it's not capable of being received. There's that aspect as well, yet in the natural. And so if the natural doesn't take a form that corresponds to heaven, then heaven's not possible. So essentially what this is all about is having the word become the basis within the mind from which we live, as opposed to the proprium. Because if it's the proprium that is in the center and we're living from that, well, that's hell. That's pretty clear from what we're taught. So it's all about the natural being ordered. So when we pass out of this life, you know, the memory is made quiescent, but the natural still serves, and it's the form of the natural that reflects back the Lord's life. And so this is why this work is so important. This is why the word is so important, because it provides a new, like, it provides new layers of the mind, actually, new vessels through which heaven can be more fully present for us. So this is its function. You know, the word, this is a direct quote. I can't give you the actual number, but the direct quote is, the word is heaven. You know, that it's not a euphemistic sort of statement. It is. So the more that we are in the word and that we love the word, then the greater the Lord's capacity to be not just in us, but for us also to be in him, because that's really what makes heaven.